From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama at this hour is appearing at the United Nations in New York, the president addressing a UN development conference, saying the U.S. is, in his words, changing the way we do business. Mr. Obama also told participants at the conference the U.S. will not abandon those in need of life-saving assistance.
In our global economy, progress in even the poorest countries can advance the prosperity and security of people far beyond their borders, including my fellow Americans.
President Obama is also attending a special summit on Sudan Friday on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly meeting. The president appeared alongside a group of Americans who benefited from the new health care law today. As NPR's Maura Liasson reports, he's trying to convince Americans the law, which is still unpopular, should get a second look.
Starting tomorrow, the president says, insurers will have to allow young people up to age 26 to remain on their parents' policies. They can no longer charge co-payments for preventive care, impose lifetime limits on coverage, or deny coverage to children with pre-existing conditions.
All these things are designed not to have government more involved in healthcare. They're designed to make sure that you have basic protections in your interactions with your insurance company, that you're getting what you paid for.
But although these benefits are popular, the overall bill is not, because its opponents have succeeded in convincing enough Americans that it's too big, too intrusive, and that it won't control costs. Maura Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
State appellate court has struck down Florida's law banning gay people from adopting. NPR's Greg Allen reports Florida's governor says he will immediately stop enforcing the ban.
Florida is the only state that expressly prohibits gay couples from adopting. Florida does allow gays to serve as foster parents, however. In 2004, Martin Gill and his partner assumed care for two foster children, a four-year-old and a four-month-old who had been victims of neglect. 2 years ago, when Gill learned the brothers might be separated, he went to court seeking to overturn the ban on gay adoptions. A family court judge ruled there was, quote, no rational basis for denying gays the opportunity to adopt, and an appeals court now has agreed. A three-judge panel of Florida's 3rd District Court of Appeals noted that homosexuals are the only people banned from adopting, while all others, including people with criminal histories or past substance abuse, are considered on a case-by-case basis. Florida's Governor Charlie Crist called the decision great and said he'll stop enforcing the ban. It may still be appealed, however, to the state Supreme Court. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner was on Capitol Hill today, where he told members of the House Financial Services Committee U.S. banks appear well-positioned to meet new global capital standards. Treasury Secretary saying the so-called bank stress test conducted last year forced those banks that were undercapitalized to boost the financial cushion they hold against losses. Wall Street traders threw the brakes on what has been a September rally today. The major stock market index is closing lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 21 points. The Nasdaq dropped 14 points today. You're listening to NPR. A violent rampage by Palestinian young people in Jerusalem is just the latest impediment in ongoing Mideast peace negotiations. Officials there say stone-throwing youths pelted buses and overturned cars after an incident where a Palestinian man was killed by a private Israeli security guard. The rampage broke out during the man's funeral procession, with some of the protesters also smashing windows and setting tires on fire. Police say 10 Israelis were hurt in the rioting, including a man who was pulled from his car and stabbed. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has issued a decree banning the delivery of S-300 air defense missile systems to Iran. The Kremlin said in a statement the ban included a range of other weapons covered under sanctions against Iran approved by the UN Security Council back in June. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
The S-300 missile systems would have greatly enhanced Iran's air defense capabilities, and both the U.S. and Israel have lobbied hard against the sale, which was agreed several years ago. Medvedev's decree also bans the delivery to Iran of tanks, armored vehicles, fighter planes, warships, missiles, and other weapons. The UN resolution did not specifically include the S-300s, and although Russian officials had said they were covered, some doubts remained. Moscow has shown increasing frustration with Iran, particularly over its nuclear program, which Tehran says is peaceful, but Washington fears is aimed at developing nuclear weapons. Russia agreed to the UN sanctions after months of resisting US and European calls for a tougher line. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. Oil was down 26 cents a barrel to end the session at $74.71 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.